We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
David Pagnotta, NHL Network Radio, joins us right now. He breaks a ton of trade news, contracts, etc., really into the business of hockey. Take us behind the scenes here of what happened at the trade deadline. On Monday, the Penguins bring in Patrick Marleau. They bring Connor Sherry back. Evan Rodriguez, the third player in. Dominic Cahoon shipped out. First game with the new-look Penguins is tonight in L.A. at 10 o'clock. David, you know of any Penguins trades that almost happened? Maybe somebody that was on their radar and they just could not get the deal done?
You know, Jim Rutherford did a really good job in his approach at the trade deadline. Typically gets, you know, we've seen over the years, and with past teams, he typically gets his work done well in advance of the deadline. But leading into it, he kind of zeroed in on bringing in somebody that can kind of solidify their third line and bottom six, and bringing in a veteran presence into the room and onto this team. So I think for the most part, he basically got exactly what he went out to do. There was some talk that there might be a consideration of Joe Thornton. To an extent, I was told that they didn't really get too far at all into that. The primary was Patrick Marleau out of San Jose. It would have been pretty cool to see the two of them head over to Pittsburgh together and join the Penguins. But for the most part, it looks like and sounded like Jimmy Rutherford got exactly what he set out to do by adding quality depth and adding a hell of a veteran to this roster.
David, how much does Patrick Marleau have left in terms of his ability to contribute beyond just being that veteran presence, that guy in the room?
Yeah, he's still got a really good shot. He's still got somebody that's got a pretty good eye for the net. Obviously, the numbers have diminished over the last couple of seasons. But if you put him in certain roles, you decrease the ice time, give him more of an opportunity to play more impactful minutes. So rather than being counted on in the past to play, you know, 17, 18 minutes a night, you put him in scenarios to put around 12 minutes on a game-by-game basis. Those are going to be 11 to 12 quality minutes for him. So you're going to get him basically, you know, you're not going to be in a scenario where he's going to be overly gassed. He's not going to be in a position where he's going to overextend himself and utilize his shot to contribute from a secondary scoring role. I think this was a really good pickup for the Penguins. Really, the only opportunity for him to succeed is with a deep team like Pittsburgh. So you don't necessarily have to count on him for those primary goals and primary assists. He can kind of be that secondary guy in the mix on a line where he doesn't have to be the primary, but he's certainly going to be a player that's got good finish and that eye for the net and that knack for scoring that'll be able to pounce on a few when it counts.
David, who else was in on Marleau? Did the Penguins have to beat out a cast of teams that wanted him for a lot of the reasons you just laid out there, or was it really mostly just San Jose and Pittsburgh trying to get a deal done?
No, there were a few teams that were looking around, not just Pittsburgh, but a few teams that were looking at some of the you know, veteran players, you know, kind of towards the ends of their career, not only Marleau and Joe Thornton, but obviously leading into it, Ilya Kovalchuk was being discussed, and obviously he ends up in Washington. We know that Boston was kicking the tires a little bit, but then there were some other teams like Calgary and a few others that were looking to see if they could add some of these players. So it wasn't as easy as, hey, we're the only ones that want him, might as well make this move. But at the same time, I think that San Jose did it right in giving him an opportunity to go after a Stanley Cup.
Let me just jump in for a second. Do you think they consulted him on this? Because it seems like sometimes with these veteran guys near the end, that there is some dialogue and conversation between the, even if the guy doesn't have a no movement clause, hey, yeah, we kind of owe it to you. Is this a place where you want to maybe go for that Stanley Cup?
Right, exactly. And that my understanding, that was the scenario here leading into it. Might not have happened, you know, right before the trade went down, but in the weeks leading up to it, especially within the last few days going into the trade deadline, Doug Wilson, San Jose's GM, communicated with both Patrick Marleau and Joe Thornton and basically said, look, if these are the teams that come at you, are you comfortable enough to go in that direction? Like I said, Calgary was a team that was kind of kicking around a little bit, but obviously this is a team that's battling for a playoff spot in the West. Could have been a little closer to home for him, but he gets an opportunity to chase the Stanley Cup with the Penguins. It was a better fit for him. And exactly to your point, when you get to this point in your career, when you've been a member of an organization like the Sharks for so long, even though he had that brief stint in Toronto, you want to do right by the player. It's not only doing right by him, but other teams and other players and agents take notice of the fact that you actually respect the process and give the guys the right opportunities at the right time.
David, I think most Penguins fans remember Connor Sherry recently enough to know what he's supposed to bring to the table. But what about Evan Rodriguez? What do you think, and how do you think he fits with this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be a bit of a versatile guy. He can play the center position. He can play the wing. He's going to be a little bit more motivated. You know, remember, he asked to be traded earlier on in the season from the Buffalo Sabres, one of a few guys that did this season. And he's a guy that I believe is going to get an opportunity to play at the center position, probably in a third-line role, perhaps fourth, depending on how things play out down the stretch. But now it gives them an opportunity to get a guy that you know, first of all, good at that position and experienced at the center position, you know, even though he's a younger player, but still somebody experienced at that position at 26 years old, gives them a little bit more depth up the middle, and if they want to switch things around a little bit, they can also play him on the left side. He can play the left wing as well. So you're getting a little bit of, I guess, some options that you have with Evan Rodriguez. Not the biggest guy. He's, I think, just under 6 feet, about a 185, something like that. But he's got a little bit of speed to him, and he can play that two-way style from a third-line perspective that you would expect. So I think this was a good add for them. And again, motivated now because not only is he out of Buffalo, but he gets to, you know, again, compete in the postseason. So you're going to see a pretty energized player once the puck drops today.
David Pagnotta, NHL Insider, fourth period, NHL Network Radio, our guest. Why do you think Ron Hainsey stayed in Ottawa? That was a left-shot defenseman that was on the Penguins' radar. He won a Stanley Cup here, would have been a good depth defenseman. They're light at that position right now because of injury. And you might want Dumoulin insurance. Why do you think Hainsey stayed put in Ottawa, David? What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, I didn't hear that there was an overabundance of interest in bringing him in, at least from some of the top-tier contenders. I don't know specifically if Jimmy Rutherford was in on it, if he kicked the tires or not, but my understanding was there wasn't that many high-tier teams, top-tier teams, that were kind of looking at a Ron Hainsey to add that depth. And from a player who, he's got a, you know, a 10-team no trade, but from a player who's been in the league as long as he has, kind of, you know, late 30s, you get into that same realm almost to the same extent. You're having those discussions as a team like San Jose would have had with Marleau. You're looking at Hainsey and going, all right, there might not be too many big options for you. You could chase or join a team to chase a playoff position, but it doesn't look like there's any clear-cut cup favorites or contenders that are part of the mix. Is there a preference on your end? And at the same time, you look at the prices that were out there for that type of a player, for Ron Hainsey. At this point, maybe you're getting a fifth, maybe a sixth-round pick. So at the same time, it's a balance. And with Ottawa, with having so many draft picks in the cupboard, it's really a balance of player respect versus just adding a late-round pick. And nothing really materialized too much on his front.
David Pagnotta on Twitter, at the fourth period from NHL Network Radio. David, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.